You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. As quickly as the Taliban took over Afghanistan, educational rights for women began to diminish. Many were denied education after sixth grade and forced to wait at home for instructions if they would be able to attend school. Those who came to the United States faced a new set of challenges, including a new culture and a different language. Modesto Junior College professor Ruth Luman saw a need for a program aimed at helping those who were settling into the region. Hambastagi Zanan is a new student organization helping Afghan women find a place to support each other and navigate new challenges. Helping to lead the charge are two students with incredible stories of perseverance, Layla Nurani and Shabnam Muhadidi. Well, Layla and Shabnam, I'd love to start from the beginning. Can you tell us about your educational journey in Afghanistan to now the United States? Layla, I'll start with you.
Thanks. Hello to you and to all listeners who listen this program. My name is Layla. I have a bachelor's degree in social science, special history parts, and at Kabul University, one of the big universities in Afghanistan. And also, I studied journalism for 1 year in one private university in Afghanistan.
You were a journalist in Afghanistan, correct?
Yes.
You know, how long have you been in the United States?
It's just 1 year I'm here, but in California, it's more than 6 months, and in Modesto, it's just 2 months.
Wow. What concerns did you have last year when it comes to your safety that led to this journey to the United States and California in the Central Valley?
Yeah, that was very, very, very and difficult time for me because I escaped from my country last year, and when Taliban took over my country, and already they have a power there. And in 20 years, we had a very bad times with Taliban because they killed lots of people in Afghanistan. They killed journalists. And besides that, because my family, my father, my mom, my brother and my sister, they were all journalists in Afghanistan. So that was very difficult time for us.
How is your family doing?
They're all good. They're all with me here. But in Afghanistan, we had a lots of reports, lots of program about people, about the government. And we are now here and we're very happy.
I believe the Committee for the Protection of Journalists, they helped you escaped to the United States. You actually, you know, and landed in Turlock initially. How was this really a major change to your life?
Yeah. So Committee Protect Journalists, CPG, helped us to escape from Afghanistan. And we were 9 days in Qatar and then 3 days in Bahrain and Washington and also 4 months in Indiana. They're all military camps. And that was very difficult time for my people also, for my family and myself. So we are very happy to hear and safe, but it was very difficult time because 6 months we were in a hotel in Turlock, and so that was very difficult for me.
How did you land at Modesto Junior College?
So Modesto Junior College for me, it's a very important place to find myself again because I need to learn English more and I need to connect with the all community. I need to connect with the culture here. So Modesto Junior College helped me to know about everything in United States and also especially in Modesto.
Shabnam, I want to get to you now. What was your journey like in Afghanistan to now in the Central Valley?
Thank you. Well, I actually finished my high school back in Afghanistan, but right before I start going to college, I immigrated to the United States. So my journey to college was that, the very first thing that as soon as I kind of settled down here in Modesto was resuming my education. So I started doing some sort of a little bit of internet search about the education system here in the United States, and then asking other Afghans in the community about the nearest college in the community. And that's how I got to know about the MJC, and I joined, and that's, yep. how it started.
What were the biggest changes or maybe even challenges you faced while embarking at Modesto Junior College and navigating campus life?
Well, I was actually very excited about starting college. I knew that it would be a different experience, and I really love to start that college life. But it actually was a different experience, but exactly not how I pictured it to be, because I started college in spring 2021 in the middle of the pandemic, and all classes were online, completely online. So that definitely was the biggest challenge that I faced.
Now that classes are no longer completely virtual, I would just imagine it's been such a big shift in physically being with classmates.
Definitely. But now that I'm pretty much used to online classes, it feels a bit odd to be physically in class.
Yeah, it's still very odd. It is still a very odd time. That is for sure. I want to get to this new organization. It's called Hambastagi Zanon. Shabnam, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes. Yeah.
And what does it mean?
Well, Hambastagi is actually a Farsi or Dari word, which means solidarity and or a mutual support between a group. So Hambastagi Zanon, when we say it, means that women who have gathered together for the same cause to offer their mutual support and eventually empower each other. And this is actually exactly what the goal of these gatherings are, to use any possible resource in our disposition to help these women, to help each other overcome the challenges that are faced and be successful, both academically and while adjusting into this new life.
Well, Professor Lumen, this starts with you. You saw a need for a program like this aimed at helping those settling into the region. We just heard the stories of Layla and Shabnam. I would imagine those aren't unique in terms of you identifying a need that needed to be filled at Modesto Junior College.
Right. And, you know, this type of student network or student association is not necessarily really new. The college has other student networks that provide special student populations more customized support. For example, one network is Comunidad, a network supporting Latinx students at the college. There's also a reentry network for formerly incarcerated students coming to the college, and many, many others actually. But there had not yet been a network created for the special needs of Afghan women students. And in my own experience, living in northern Ethiopia for a time, I saw the power of women's associations. And these women's associations organized regular gatherings of women to provide not only a sense of community, but also to solve problems. In fact, women's associations were sometimes a place of innovation, figuring out ways to get housework done more efficiently so that they could engage more in the community. So as I met other Afghan women students here at MJC, I wondered if there was maybe a similar sort of model in Afghanistan. And I think the hope is that combining the student support network with other innovation education initiatives already on campus, women can hopefully, you know, come together, be empowered, and overcome some barriers in new ways.
What kind of services does this organization provide, and how long has it been around? I know it's not unique, but in terms of serving Afghan students and women, how long has it been around in Modesto Junior College?
Well, we are just starting. We put the Hambastagi Zanon together really sort of the beginning in spring, during the spring semester. We felt we needed to be able to kind of come out of COVID a bit so that we could actually have these face-to-face meetings. So we just started. We had a meeting yesterday, a gathering yesterday. 60 women showed up.
Wow.
It was very interactive.
Well, Layla, how have the meetings been? I know it's just beginning, it's in its infancy, but you know, 60 women, that's a lot.
Yes, for me, yes. It was amazing yesterday because all women they are like this program and they wanted to share their problems. So that was very amazing for us, for our team, for Hambastagi team.
Shabnam, how was it for you? I mean, you must have not only could relate, but also, you know, just talking to, you know, more 60 women about, you know, the needs that they have from a similar experience like your own.
Yeah, no, it actually, it was really amazing to see 60 women showing up. And they were all, what I could see was that they were all very excited and in fact, very happy that this community does exist and they can, which they can rely on and come to because of the challenges that they are faced. And we kind of did a survey of their challenges as well. And we could see that those were the things that we had in mind, we already had listed and pretty much common among all the this women.
I would imagine when immigrating from another country with language barriers, a different culture, a different way of life, that you can feel very alone. But mm-hmm. hearing that there were 60 people that now can look at someone with a similar lived experience, a similar journey, although not identical, must just be so comforting and maybe even empowering as well.
Yeah.
Ruth, did you see that as well? I guess, how did you feel when you were seeing, you know, dozens of Afghan women really attending this organization because, you know, there was a need for it?
You know, we weren't sure how many would show up. I think we were sort of hoping for maybe 15 to 20 and to see four times that many, essentially, it was exciting. And also a little bit overwhelming, too. I think, you know, we had spent a lot of time preparing, a lot of effort in kind of bringing a leadership team together and getting to know one another as leaders, and then planning a gathering and then having 60 women show up with really these big problems, these issues of childcare and transportation. And I think the real challenges now are to figure out how can we work to solve some of these very persistent and seemingly overwhelming barriers to independence and education. Things like getting a driver's license, access to childcare. And so I'd love to put this out to the listeners. If you've got resources, ideas, connections, you know, definitely connect with us.
Yeah. I mean, Modesto Junior College is going above and beyond education in a traditional sense.
Well, I think if we really want to educate the community, I think we have to. I don't think it's a choice. I don't think as a teacher, I can just say, hey, there's an exam on Monday and ignore the fact that there are women who are going to have struggles in completing their education because of all these other issues.
This program, Hambastag Zanan, is it only open to college students at Modesto Junior College, or can other women in the Afghan community join?
Actually, other women from the community are most definitely welcome to join us. We know that there are a lot of women who may not feel that they belong on a college campus or in an educational environment. We want to change that. So Afghan women from the community are more than welcome to come check things out, meet others, and hopefully be inspired by others they see and become college students themselves.
What stands out to you about Layla and Shabnam?
Well, I'll try to respond to this without becoming too emotional, but when I look at Shabnam and Layla and the other women in this leadership team, Farhat, Farishta, Ghazal, and Shamim, I can't help but feel that they, and you know, many others like them, they are really, they're superheroes. You know, forget Wonder Woman. What these women have done in learning a new language, a new culture, getting an education, and wanting, on top of all that, wanting to give of their own time and effort and support others, to me, it's nothing short of amazing. And I am absolutely confident that they will go on and they're going to do amazing things here. I would bet $1 million on their success. And they challenge me. They inspire me. And I think, you know, they and other refugee immigrant students like them are really, they're the best students at the college. And I feel really incredibly fortunate to be working alongside them. It is like our community has been given a gift in their resettlement here. They are assets. And as a community college, we must not waste that gift and instead really invest in it. And they have tremendous contributions to make that will benefit all of us, that will benefit the entire community. And we need to figure out ways to empower that.
Shabnam, what does it feel like to take all of that in, what Ruth just said?
Well, Professor Lohman has been very kind and for everything that she said. But I do agree that what I see in these women and other refugee students, that they really are trying very hard to learn something. They really are doing their best because most of them are just given the opportunity to get an education, and they are doing their best to just get that opportunity and use it.
What has your family said about attending Modesto Junior College?
Well, my family actually has been very supportive of my decision on going to college because they actually believe in the power of education, especially my mom. She doesn't live here, but she constantly asks me about my classes and how my life in college is going on. And she encourages me actually on a daily basis.
You know, we are more than a year into Taliban rule in Afghanistan since the U.S. withdrawal. What can you tell us about what life is like there?
Well, actually, from what we hear from relatives and see on social media, life actually has been pretty tough on people, especially women. Girls from secondary and high school are not able to go to school. The schools are closed. And other women, like the presence of women in the society and being active in the society is actually not seen, apart from other problems that people face. It's pretty challenging. It's pretty hard.
Yeah, it sounds dire. Layla, are you talking, do you have any knowledge of what's going on in Afghanistan a year into Taliban rule?
So I always read the news about Afghanistan, and also there's I'm part of association, women association here to help women journalists in Afghanistan also. But the situation that Shabnam told, there's was very bad in Afghanistan, and I think the life is for every person that live in Afghanistan, there's what was very bad.
You are now a Hambastagi leader at Modesto Junior College. What is your message for those listening to you right now, Layla?
So I wanted to tell you, the people, the community that live here, please help us approve our program, our Hambastagi program here.
Shabnam, you're a Hambastagi leader as well. What is your message?
Well, for those listening, I would like to say that we definitely need the community's support in any way that they can help. And I know for sure that how supportive this community have been. And there are people who are very welcoming and are volunteering to help the immigrants. For example, one of the greatest men I know is Mr. Gell. He is one of the volunteers with the immigration office, and he helps a lot with the women specifically to overcome these challenges and can help. So I know that there are actually other Mr. Girls out there who can help, and we do need their help and support.
Yeah,
to achieve this mission.
There certainly are. Professor Lumen, ending with you, this is an organization, a program in its infancy. How would you like it to grow?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, you know, time is still yet to tell how things will evolve. But yeah, I think I would like to echo what Layla and Shabnam are saying. We'd like to invite the community in to see how we can overcome some of these issues of, you know, childcare and helping women get driver's licenses. These are two big issues or two big challenges that came up that have continued to come up as barriers to education. You know, we need an army of Mr. Gills out there It's been said that Mr. Gill has taught more Afghan women to drive in Modesto than there are Afghan women drivers in Afghanistan. But there's only, right now there's just one of him. We need like an army of him to help give women that behind the wheel driver's practice. We need state DMV to provide driver's permit tests in Dari. The Farsi vocabulary is not translatable across languages. We have all kinds of problems we'd like to solve, and we'd love to get support from the larger community to figure out some of these what seem to be intractable issues. I'd love to get a childcare app to connect Afghan women to each other. So Helen Mayer with Otter, if you're out there and you're listening, we need an app for Afghan women to connect other Afghan women together for childcare in Dari, in Pashto. So we've got lots of ideas, but we can't do it all on our own.
Well, I just want to thank you for chipping away at it. It is incredibly important. Professor Lumen, Leila, and Shabnam, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
And that is my conversation with Modesto Junior College Professor Ruth Lumen and students Leila Nurani and Shabnam Muhadidi about a new student organization helping Afghan women find a place to support each other. Still ahead, the Sacramento Hispanic Chamber of Commerce joins us to discuss Hispanic Heritage Month and the impact the Latino community is having across our region. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.